It's a very special episode of the Cultural Hall right now. This is a hookup because, well, I'm a cool guy. No, this is someone that I've had the opportunity to meet and actually perform with on live television before.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kenz Hall, who is a current competitor on this season's American Idol. Thanks mm-hmm. for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff because I think it's awesome.
It is.
Just to have you here, I mean, beautiful. We'll move that aside. Talented, we'll move that aside as well. But cool that you're representing the state of Utah and mm-hmm. and in a way the church as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit. How's it going so far?
It's been crazy.
Yeah,
it's a lot of hard work, and I didn't expect it.
harder than you thought it would be.
A lot harder than I thought it would be.
What's so hard, do you think?
You know, it's just being young, I think, and just working in this sort of industry. You don't sleep, you don't have time to eat, you don't do anything other than sing. And so, which is, it's not bad at all. I love to do it, but it's definitely a lot of hard work.
So, like, what's schedule these last couple of weeks? Is it like?
Last couple of weeks. It's been roll call at like 5.
In the morning?
Oh, yeah. Interviews. Okay. And just working on songs and your song choice and choreography and styling. And then, you know, dinner, lunch, randomly sometime in there for like an hour. And then I have to go to school because I'm still a minor.
Mm-hmm.
So I have school for like 3 hours, which really means I just sit there.
And they do school like with teachers there?
You could say that, I guess. There's like a guy there who's like, yeah, I'm a teacher.
Yeah. That's the job I want. I'm your teacher or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to teach you things.
Do your work. Yeah. It's like that. And then, you know, you're up until 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
And you're back
it's
up
really
at 5.
That long?
It really is.
I would think that your voice would get tired.
It does. And it's hard not to lose your voice. And I have, and a lot of competitors actually have to leave the competition because they don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
They just work you so hard.
But you're sticking in there.
I have my vitamin C droplets.
have you made friends with other people that
are
there?
Like absolutely. Who? There's a girl who lives in Park City named Austin Wolf, and she's become one of my great friends there. And, you know, Spencer Lloyd and Briston Maroney and stuff like that. We've all become good friends.
Any enemies?
Not yet.
Not yet? But are there some people that you're like, I don't really like her very much, sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to give names, but I'm
I'll
sure.
I'll be honest, There are people that I'm like, shh, just sit down.
You're a nice pat him on the head and just be like, okay, let's be done.
It's all between me and my mom.
Yeah.
those secrets are between me and my mom.
So is mom out there with you then?
Yeah, because I'm underage. I have to have a guardian, and so I'm lucky enough to have my mom.
Is that kind of annoying, though? Is it like, mom's here, or is it just, it's just cool?
You know, I'm a huge introvert, and so I hate socializing, and I hate talking with people and stuff like that, and she's the complete opposite, which is such a blessing.
Yeah, she is not like that, having met her.
Oh, yeah. And it's so nice to have her, because she can go socialize, and I'll be like, oh, I'll be in the corner with my guitar.
Have you had, so up to this point, it's been, I mean, I know that I saw like the original Salt Lake auditions and that was cool to see you there.
Yeah.
And then you're now through the groups and now it's to solos. That's a big deal.
Yeah. To make it this far is really rewarding and terrifying.
Was there a time that you didn't think you'd make it this far?
You know, I guess you could say that, you know, being there, I compared myself a lot to all these great singers, and we're all just so different. So you really have to just remember that you're unique enough to be there and just bring what you have to the table and make sure it's good enough. And so I was nervous a lot, but I was confident in myself.
So the next phase is what? What's the next phase of this competition?
So after the solos and finding out who's in the top 30, it goes to live shows.
Okay, so that's when we start getting into the American Idol that people need to participate and text in and all that kind of stuff.
That I need fans for.
Yeah. So so you have the solos, and you can't tell me, obviously, what it is that you're going to sing, but we can look forward to seeing that. And that airs what day?
That's going to be the solos.
Yeah.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the 12th.
So February 12th and February 13th.
Are the solos.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can check that out and see you do that.
And that will also show who's in the top 31 who's going to go to live shows.
Very cool.
As well. So.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got to do American Idol, because I thought that was kind of a cool story.
Yeah. So I heard American Idol was coming to Salt Lake, and they haven't been here for a couple of years. So that was really exciting. But I never thought I would audition for the show.
And you're just like, eh, forget it?
Yeah, I really wanted to do an independent career, and I wanted to make it on my own.
You don't need the man, kind of thing?
I didn't need a TV show to rely on, you know? And so I was like, no, and my mom heard it, and she's like, I just brushed it off. And I was like, I don't want to do it this year. I don't want to do it at all. And then she is all about taking opportunities, and so she woke me up the morning of auditions and just said, get in the car. Hope you have a song.
You are grounded if you do not go to this thing.
It was awful, but it was terrifying. But then, you know, I've done shows around Salt Lake, and so I have a couple songs just in my back pocket that I know like the back of my hand, and so I was able to pull it off, and you saw, obviously, from the Salt Lake auditions, and it worked.
Have you had that opportunity where you go, hey, Mom, thanks for making me do that. Have you done that yet?
Because she's with me and she's up till 2 a.m. with me, I think she's more like, what did we get ourselves into?
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? 2 a.m.?
Yeah, she's like, oh, what did we do? No, but it's been a blessing in disguise, definitely.
Let's talk about, because, you know, whether you want to or not, being a member of the church, you kind of represent the church a little bit. A couple years ago, I know with David Archuleta, Brooke White, who made it, you know, a great deal into the competition. Is that something that comes into your thoughts as you're doing it? Or is it just something like, you know what, I am that?
Yeah. Well, just, you know, being Mormon is just another part of my life, just like music is. And so it's definitely, I have to keep my standards high and set a good example. And that's hard work, pretty much. In this industry, it's really hard. But, you know, I have a great support system with my family and my friends and stuff like that. And so it's not hard to be sucked in for me. I'm extremely stubborn.
Yeah.
And so, you know, working with stylists and stuff, that they're like, try this strapless dress or something like that. And I'll just flat out say no. And like, it's not hard for me to defend myself.
Good. That's amazing. Where some would go, man, you know what? I really want to do this. I'll do whatever. Or, oh, it's just, you know, kind of this one time. That's cool. But you'll go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, but you know that you'd instantly have critics, unfortunately, from within the church that would go, wait a minute, why is she wearing that? She shouldn't be wearing that. How much of that comes from, or how much of that came out in kind of the audition process? Were producers like, oh, you're Mormon? David Archuleta was Mormon. Let's go with this and have that be part of it.
You know, I flat out at the beginning, I just said, you know, being Mormon is just another part of my life. It's just another aspect of Kenzie. And so I think they knew I was Mormon. There were a couple Mormons actually in Hollywood Week and stuff like that. And so it wasn't a big deal because there's so much young talent in Salt Lake. And so there were a lot of Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just once things started to narrow down and contestants were getting, you know, the numbers were getting smaller and stuff like that. I think it's now going to kind of shine through a little bit and they're going to say, holy crap, she's Mormon.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of Mormon right there.
I think it's going to be like that.
Well, I know that you've got a million things that you've got going on, so I'm going to let you to them, but I want to ask a couple questions that we ask everyone that comes into the Cultural Hall.
Okay.
And encourage you, if you haven't listened, to listen to the Cultural Hall, because I think that you would enjoy it. One is, do you have a calling in your ward right now?
Do I? I thought I did, but I've been gone so much.
Yeah, maybe I did.
Something with young women's.
If you could pick one for yourself, whether it be something that already exists or you got to invent your own church calling, what would you pick?
You know, I'd love to be a nursery teacher. I love working with like little kids, like little boys. I'm like, you're so cute. I love them. I have like an obsession with just cute little Mormon church little boys that I just want to squeeze. I think they're so cute.
Just promise me you'll wait a little before you have your own, okay?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay. And then finally, we like to ask people what their favorite part of their faith is.
You know, my favorite part of my faith, I would say just being able to rely on it a lot. You know, with what I'm doing in this industry, it's hard to, it's hard to stay happy pretty much. And, you know, you're being put down 24/7 and it's, you're in like just an environment that's just kind of depressing and down. And, you know, I'm able to rely on my faith and I'm able to rely just on prayer and things like that. And so it's really comforting to have that.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, and I was going to have that be the last question, but before you go and perform, Do you pray? Do you?
Yeah. You know, there's girls out there and I have a lot of contestants that are like, come on, let's all go pray and blah, blah, blah. And they'll go and stand in a circle and hold hands. And I'll be the only one in the corner that's just, you know, folding my arms and saying a little prayer just by myself. Yeah.
That's very cool. I appreciate it. It's Ken's. We have to call you Ken's because Kenzie Hall, don't Google search that.
Yeah, don't look that one up.
Do yourself a huge favor and don't Google search Kenzie Hall.
No, everyone's going to.
I know. We'll warn you right now. It's a stripper by the name of Kenzie Hall.
It is.
So the producers of the show have recommended you go by Ken's Hall. Which I think is, it's two syllables.
Name.
Ken's Hall.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's easy. Easy to remember.
Wish her the best of luck and also vote for her when it gets
absolutely.
The chance. If you're able to.
If that's something, make live shows, please vote for me.
and then we hope to see you and David Archuleta doing future duets in the future.
Absolutely.
Once he gets back,
we're going to do it.
Yeah. I'll see if I can't line that up, huh?
Please.
In the meantime, we hope that this podcast has nourished and strengthened your body and that if you weren't healthy enough to listen this week, you'll be healthy enough to listen next week and that you will travel home in safety when the time comes. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat. It's sure to be nice.